Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. What would be my defining moment if I had one? Luke 22:39-44. Then, accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, "Pray that you will not be given into temptation." He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you're willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. What can I expect from God if I do everything right? Can I expect comfort and ease and popularity? No. In this passage, Jesus struggled with his human desire to take an easier route than the difficult, painful path God is demanding. He prays not for his will, but for God's will to be accomplished. He asks if there is any other way to accomplish this, for he knows that he is going to be separated for a moment of time from his Father, and the thought of going through this is excruciatingly painful. I was told that when a person sweats drops of blood, they are at the breaking point of human stress. Jesus wrestled with his obedience to the point where his human body actually began to break down. When was the last time I struggled to the extreme point with wanting to follow God? Never. Would I ever expect God to place me in a position where every fiber in my physical body and every brain cell in my human brain were screaming to do wrong? Would I expect under such extreme conditions to give in to disobedience and just claim that I could not physically or emotionally make the right decision? Perhaps. What factors went into Jesus Christ making the right decision here? Obviously, he was God, but he was also human. I too have God in the form of the Holy Spirit living in me. I too can wrestle with right and wrong. I too can give into my human ways and make myself totally available and obedient to God. I have never struggled to do right as intensely as Jesus struggled that night. Perhaps I've not made it to that time in life where God says, "This is your defining moment." Or perhaps I've already missed it. I wonder what it is. So often I think if I'm blessed of God that life will be easy, choices are easy. And if I listen to God, everything in life will turn out the way I think it should turn out. After all, I'm only doing what's right. I need to understand what the struggle is really about and be willing to struggle when I need to. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute in northern Wisconsin.